WTBM Baltimore is Top Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.
Texas won via telemedicine. It appears to be the first challenge in the U.S. to a state shield law that's intended to protect prescribers in Democratic-controlled states from being punished by states with abortion bans. Prescriptions like these made online and over the phone are a key reason the number of abortions has increased across the U.S. even after state bans started taking effect. Most abortions in the U.S. involve pills rather than procedures. Pro-life groups are increasingly focusing on the rise of abortifacients. Keith Peters reporting.
Job Creators Network CEO Alfredo Ortiz says it's vital that Congress extend the Trump tax cuts next year.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, it was so critical for the success of our country and the economy under the Trump administration. I mean, two main components of the Tax and Jobs Act for small businesses, the 20% tax deduction and the immediate expensing, were huge, huge opportunities for small business people to reinvest in their businesses.
And Alfredo Ortiz was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. The Republican-controlled Congress is expected to make extending those tax cuts a high priority. Government officials responding to questions about mysterious drone sightings.
There have been numerous reports of drones flying at night in New Jersey and other parts of the Mid-Atlantic region. White House National Security spokesman John Kirby said there's no evidence the reported drone sightings pose a national security or a public safety threat or have a foreign nexus. That echoes statements from the Pentagon and New Jersey's governor. But several lawmakers want more answers. And Senator Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut says the drones should be shot down if necessary. Greg Clugston, Washington.
More of these stories at SRNnews.com.
If your approach to everyday aches and pains is to mask them, you know, feel better for a few hours only to have the pain return and then repeat the cycle all over again, it's time to try Relief Factor. And the good news is Relief Factor makes that easy. Their three-week quick start is just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it. How? Well, its unique formula of ingredients helps support your body's response to inflammation. Relief Factor was developed by doctors. It's 100% drug-free. And for so many people, the results are game-changing, even life-changing. So give it a try. Right now, their three-week quick start is just $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800, the number for relief. See how in a few weeks or even days, Relief Factor can reduce your pain. When you feel better, life is just better. So don't mask pain. Fight it naturally with Relief Factor.
TikTok has challenged a Canadian government order to shut down the Chinese video sharing app's business operations in the country that was imposed over national security concerns.
The company says it filed an application for a judicial review with the federal court in Vancouver. The application seeks to set aside the order for TikTok to wind up and cease its business in Canada. The Canadian federal government last month announced it was ordering TikTok's dissolution after a national security review of its Chinese parent company, ByteDance.
That is Jeremy House reporting. Apple's CEO Tim Cook is the latest big tech leader to pay a visit to Mar-a-Lago.
Trump has said he's recently spoken with Cook about the company's long-running tax battles with the European Union. That was after Apple lost its last appeal to avoid paying 13 billion euros in back taxes to Ireland.
And that report from correspondent Ben Thomas. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The Consumer Bankers Association and other banks are taking legal action against the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Here's Mike Hampton.
Some banks and banking trade groups are suing the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau over a rule that limits overdraft fees banks can charge. The rule, set to take effect in October, is part of the Biden administration's campaign to reduce junk fees consumers incur on a daily basis. Banks argue that without overdraft protection, desperate consumers will instead lean on worse, unregulated services to ease their crunch. They claim that CPFB is exceeding its regulatory authority with the new rule. I'm Mike Hempen.
Less than 10 minutes was all it took for a large pile of toys donated by the White House staff to disappear as Joe Biden and children from military families sorted them into boxes as part of the annual Marine Corps Reserve Toys for Tots campaign. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Storm in the Plains brings us some rain by the end of the weekend and for the first part of the work week. We get to enjoy a dry day today, even though the temperatures are chilly, 39 this afternoon. Lots of clouds tomorrow, showers scattered, 43. Continuing to get warmer Monday, scattered showers and 52 the high Monday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Merry Christmas, Maryland!
Happy holidays to all. It's the perfect time to talk about Rescue Natural Supplements and their Deck the Hall sale. Right now, you can save up to 78% on exceptional natural supplements for every area of your health. From essentials like omega-3s and probiotics to cholesterol support, natural pain relief, and more. And the best part? Over a dozen health-boosting rescue products are marked down under $20. Get started or stock up today. Call 800-26-ALIVE. That's 800-262-5483. And speak with a rescue product consultant. Or shop online at res-q.com. That's res-q.com. With Rescue, you can reinforce your immune system, boost energy, and reach your health goals. Again, there's no code needed to save up to 78% site-wide. So get a head start on your health. Visit res-q.com. Today.
It's time to listen to you, the listeners. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com. Baltimore is listening. The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. Baltimore is listening.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The Garden Club is brought to you by Alan Summers.
Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground.
This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And it's time now for The Garden Club. Here's your host, Alan Summers.
Hello and good morning, and let's talk gardening. I've got lots of open lines, 410-922-6680 or 1-800-922-6680. Let's start off, as usual, in New Jersey. Good morning, Ray.
Good morning, Alan. When someone receives a potted amaryllis bulb and then it starts to come out of dormancy, what should they be doing next with it?
Well, it's already in a pot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. All you have to do is, and it's already starting to sprout.
Right, starting to sprout.
Just put it in a sunny window and keep it lightly moist and give it a little bit of C-mate.
Okay, lightly moist. I was wondering about the moisture. Okay.
No. They don't like to be really wet.
Right.
But they do need to stay moist because, you know, it takes a lot for that stem to rise and that beautiful flower to come out.
I know. Now, you know, if you don't have a really sunny window, could you use something like a plant light?
Yes.
Okay. How long during the day do you think that should be on?
Well,
like simulate sunlight?
Actually, in my house, when I run the plant lights, I run them 16 hours a day, 7 days a week. But I'm not sure you have to do that much.
Right. I was thinking maybe simulate the same time the sun is out.
Because, I save cuttings from 80 varieties of coleus to start over for the next year for all my containers.
Yeah, so you would need a lot of light.
Yeah.
Okay, Alan, well, thanks for the information.
All right, you have a good one.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Well, lots of open lines. 410-922-6680. 1-800-922-6680. A quick reminder. If you have a fresh-cut Christmas tree in the stand, I encourage you to buy Prolong Christmas tree preservative. It is the best by test. And if there's any left over, it can be used, you know, with a little bit left in the bottle. You can use it with your cut flowers. Good product made by the same people who make C-Mate. All right, let's go to Edgewood. Again, lots of open lines. Good morning, Robert.
Alan, thank you for taking my call. I have a question. We have three or four potted elephant ears we brought inside, and the question is, should they be allowed to dry out completely, or should they be watered every week or two?
They should be allowed to dry out completely.
And then watered again when? In the springtime when they're taken outside again?
Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Yeah. Because they're not in a sunny place, right?
No, not now. There's a little bit of
Well,
sunshine.
If you start watering them and they start to sprout without light, they're going to make a very, very weak stem and leaf.
Gotcha. Thank you very, very much.
You're very welcome. Bye. Okay, and now Hagerstown. Good. Let's see here. It's over here on the computer. Good morning, Sue.
Good morning. How are you, Alan?
I'm doing okay. I really am.
Good. I'm glad to hear it. So I have large arborvitaes creating a screen around my yard, and I really need that screen because we're kind of close to the road and some other things. And I'm concerned, well, I've seen conflicting things about whether or not you fertilize arborvitae. One thing said if they're doing well, leave them alone. But I really want these arborvitaes to do well and last a long time. Do you think they need to be fertilized in the spring?
Do I think they need to be? No. Do I think it would be beneficial? Yes.
Okay.
So
there's a lot of accumulated, you know, leaf matter and stuff underneath of them. Should I rake that out?
No.
Okay.
Leave
that fertilized right on top of it?
Yes. But it'll work its way in. If you do rake it out, then put it back.
Okay.
Your fertilizer will be 10% more effective if it's under that leaf litter.
Oh, that's more than, it's more than 10% work to work it out.
Yes. Yes. Now, there's all kinds of fertilizers out there.
Right.
The important thing.
That's going to be my next question.
The important thing is to use a high quality fertilizer. And there are two that I recommend. One is Plant Trust, TRUST. And the other is Mill Organite.
Okay.
Mill Organite is an organic. Plant Trust is a premium, high-tech fertilizer. If you use Plant Trust, because it is very powerful, don't be of the philosophy, a little is good, a lot is better. Read your directions and don't exceed those. And I'd put that fertilizer down sometime in March.
In March, okay.
I usually figure the middle of March.
Okay.
Or as Julius Caesar said, the Ides of March.
Okay. Okay. And Mill Organite, I don't need to be quite as
well. Mill Organite is an organic, so it can't burn.
Okay.
So it's kind of within reason, the more the merrier.
Okay.
Mill Organite is less expensive than Plant Trust, but Plant Trust is a premium, high-tech fertilizer, the best of the lot. Now, do you live in Hagerstown?
Yes.
I don't know where you're going to get plant trust in Hagerstown. You may have to go to a website.
I have a daughter that lives conveniently close to the Glen Burnie Ace.
They have it there.
So when I'm down visiting, I can probably pick some up.
Yeah. How many running feet of hedge do you have?
Ooh, running feet of hedge. Ooh. I want to say, well, I have almost a quarter acre, and it's down two sides of it. So it's more than...
Sounds like almost a couple hundred feet.
Yes. I would say definitely.
How tall are they now?
20 feet. I have two different, down one side are more mature plants that have probably been there since the house was built about 25 or 30 years ago. And then down the other border are, I think it's a different variety and less mature plants, but they're both 20 feet, probably.
Okay. Yeah, you're going to need at least two bags. At least.
Okay. Well, I like Milorganite because I can use it in so many other places.
Then, and Milorganite is inexpensive, so get four bags for the hedge.
Okay, four bags for the hedge?
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Milorganite is a great fertilizer. And watch the sales. These things will go on sale.
Okay.
And then have your daughter kind of pick it up and put it in the garage.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. I can do that. Can I ask? Do you have time for me to ask one more?
In the end of December, yes.
Okay. So I got some potted daylilies, probably as a gift. Probably from one of the big box stores. You know how they come in the larger size pot. And so I left it in the pot. It grew fine over the summer. There were several different daylilies in there. Now what do I do? Do I just leave that pot sitting outside where it was? Or, I mean, I didn't plant them.
Daylilies vary in hardiness. So I really can't answer that question. However, just sitting outside is probably your worst option.
Okay.
Taking that, if you don't want to plant them in the garden, then I would take that pot and just plant it somewhere in the ground.
Okay.
Or I'd put it right up against the wall of the house, if you can, in the corner by the chimney, if the chimney is on an outside wall, or put it in the garage, even if it's unheated, but in there you'll have to occasionally water it.
Okay.
If none of those work, you know, much less effective, but better than nothing, is to wrap the pot in bubble wrap.
Oh.
Okay. But that's not ideal. It would be better buried temporarily anywhere.
Okay. All right. It's kind of a wicker type thing. So if I bury it, it's probably going to ruin the wicker. So
yeah.
Maybe I'll put it in the garage.
Yeah.
And try to nurse it along.
Yeah. It's just that, at 20 degrees, you're fine. It's when you get down below 10 that plants in pots really start to suffer.
Okay. Well, it looks like it's going to be a cold winter, so maybe I'll take it in the garage.
They lied to us, didn't they? They said it was going to be a mild winter.
Yeah, exactly. But so far, it's been pretty cold up here in Hagerstown. It's
yes, it has been cold. And as I drive around, I don't see anywhere near the outside lights that people usually put up for Christmas.
Oh, I agree. I had one day, because I didn't get them out there around on Thanksgiving Day or just after. So I really think there was only one day here in Hagerstown where it was warm enough to get out and put lights out. And if you didn't do it that day, you're sunk.
We didn't do it that day, and though this week is going to be warmer. So, you know, we've done a great job inside, but outside there's almost nothing. Like
yes, it. I agree. The neighbors didn't get them out either, so there's not many lights.
Yeah. So maybe it will be a cold winter. Cold December, anyway.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, all right. Thank you, Alan.
You have a Merry Christmas.
You also.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Let's go to Westminster. Good morning, Dale.
Good morning, Alan. I hope you're well.
I am.
Alan, we have a peace lily in Delaware at Bethany. And it's kept in on a porch that is screened for the summer, and then in the winter when it gets cold, we raise the panels up. And it also has a heater. The question is, this lily has gotten quite large. Is it okay to divide the lily, or do you just keep increasing the size of the pot?
Either one.
And you can divide them.
Oh, yes.
And what's the method? How do you do that?
You need a sharp knife, a big knife. Uh-huh. And I usually look for one with a serrated edge, like a big, long bread knife.
Okay.
You can find them in the thrift stores for a dollar.
I have several.
Yeah. I mean, I don't like to take the one out of the kitchen, although if you wash it thoroughly, you're fine. And just cut it. See if you can find any natural cleavages.
I see.
But if not, just cut it right down the middle.
Okay.
I try and find the cleavages and kind of wobble my knife around them as best I can. And if you lay it on your side, and then as you start cutting and you kind of, I guess, fillet it open, that usually is a little easier. Pull the roots apart and get yourself two pots and some good quality potting soil like black gold and plant it up. Keep it moist.
What's the best time of the year to do that?
Ideally, like April, March. But any time it's not in bloom is fine.
Okay.
And with pea soil, that can be difficult because they're almost always in bloom.
And it's a beautiful plant. It was a gift about 6 or 7 years ago.
Yeah.
And it's gotten quite large.
Yeah.
Yeah. We changed the pot, but you keep putting pots, we're going to have a very, very large pot.
Yeah. And the problem with very large pots is they have to be on the floor, and natural lighting is not usually very good on the floor.
Fortunately, this one faces the south all day in this open room. It's in a good place because it's thrived so well.
Yeah.
May I ask one more question?
Yes, you may at this time of the year.
Okay. Minorga Light and Garden Trust and Plant Trust, what kind of a shelf life do they have?
As long as they don't get wet, years and years and years.
That's good. I was down in the shed, and I came across four bags of both, and all of a sudden I realized I have these bags of fertilizer here, and I don't know how long they've been here.
They're fine.
They're fine? Okay. Yeah. Wonderful. Alan, thank you.
I mean, I've found bags of fertilizer when people ask me, say, you know, we're moving into retirement home, Alan, the shed is full. Take whatever you want. You know, you got a big yard, you can use it. And I found bags of fertilizer that have probably been there for 40 years from companies that have been out of business for 20 or 30 years. And they've worked just fine. As long as they didn't get wet.
What happens when they become moist? Not wet, but say moisture from the climate, the humidity in the shed.
Well, milorganite can mold.
Uh-huh. I see.
And smell really awful if it gets damp.
Okay.
Now that still works, but I wouldn't put it on my most treasured plant just as an abundance of caution. Chemical fertilizers will lump and turn into a brick, and they will have lost some of their nutrient value if they've gotten wet. Some. But I've found some that was so hard we broke it apart with a baseball bat and spread it around, and it worked.
Oh, great. Okay. Alan, well, thank you very much for your help, your wealth of knowledge for us amateur gardeners out here. And I hope you have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Safe Happy New Year.
Thank you very much, and the same to you.
All right, thank you. Bye.
Bye. I want to talk about Ace. Ace is a Christmas store. Now, Pete said that he believes that the Ace chain, and it's not really a chain because they're independently owned, is the largest by dollar volume Christmas store in America. And they have their, and Costello's Aces have certainly outdone themselves this year, with lights especially, but they have all kinds of decorations. The flyer they have this year is bigger than I can ever remember them having any flyer. And it is packed. I mean, packed. They've squished stuff in every corner of deals. And you want to grab the flyer when you walk into your Costello's Ace, because it has 25% off on any one item, less $50. Ace is a great place for decorations. Ace is a great place for gifts. Now, I think I've mentioned several times, I like to give gifts for the garden, and I like to give gifts for birding. Because once people start to put up a bird feeder, it brings so much enjoyment into their lives. And as people get on in years and they slow down and the kids are grown, sometimes it's hard to think of things to buy. You will definitely find something in the bird department at Costello's Ace that would make a great Christmas gift, whether it's a bird house or a bird feeder or a bird bath warmer, anything like that. Now, of course, they've also got great deals on grills, and great deals on all kinds of power tools. And, you know, for the handyman, especially now that everything's gone to batteries, it would be a really nice Christmas gift. So when you're out Christmas shopping, remember your Costello's Aces. They are the people that make this show possible. And speaking of making this show possible, this radio station is owned by the Mangione family, and if you read any newspaper, you know they've got a little bit of problem in the family just now. And my heart goes out to them. They reached out to me when they wanted to have an change formats and have an independent garden show without the Mangione family, and they're reaching out to me, this show never would have happened, and I am eternally grateful for that. I paid a lot of money. I paid over the years a couple million dollars. And some of it I've recouped from advertising, some I haven't. But my point is, I've enjoyed doing this. I'm glad that I did it. And my heart just breaks for the family at this point. They're really good people. Let's go to Overly. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. And my heart goes out to me and Junie family, too. My husband actually went to school with some of them. Anyway, my question is about a tea rose. I got it in June. It was a birthday gift. And it was in one of those plastic pots right off the shelf. I transplanted it into a plastic pot. Now, should I bring that in for the winter?
No.
And I do have radiator heat.
No. Do not bring it in. No,
okay.
It will come. It'll break dormancy and turn into a spindly growth indoors.
The leaves right now are beautiful. So, okay. So
where is it now?
It's sitting outside. It gets the east. It gets the east sun in the morning. It's got sun all morning. So.
It should be hardy in that pot, depending on the variety.
I don't know that variety. I mean,
okay.
Okay. So
if I were you, and I wanted to protect that plant, I would find a place right up against the foundation of the house, and it could be between two shrubs that almost bury it. And dig a hole and plant the pot and all, and plant the top of the pot about 2 inches below the soil level.
Okay.
If we go down to 10 or 5 degrees, and of course you can't do anything about then, the ground's frozen. but the ground will be unfrozen this week. Ideally, I mean, that plant could suffer. I don't know what variety of rose it is. So I would bury it. And then in March, around the middle of March, I'd dig it up.
Okay.
But you do not want that thing to freeze solid like an icicle.
Okay.
And then I'd put some mulch around it.
Okay.
Warm. Yeah, well, they even make something called rose cones to cover the top of the rose.
Okay.
If you have some, I can't say bubble wrap because it's got to be something that is not clear because the sun can cook it. So if
burlap?
If you can wrap some burlap around to keep the wind off, that would even be better.
Okay.
But do bury that pot.
And then I have one more question.
Yes.
I have 20,000, but I have a jade plant that I rooted, and it's only like 3 inches tall, and I stuck it in the pot with another plant, but it's getting so healthy, I want to split it. Now, when I go down to the root, if the jade, because I don't think a jade plant has a long root.
Well, not particularly, right. It won't have a tap root for sure.
So if I just kind of like pull it out, shake off the dirt.
How long has it been there?
Probably 3 years.
It's been 3 years with the other pot?
Yes.
You're not going to be able to pull that out. You're going to have to dig it out. If it's still relatively small, with something like a fork. But you cannot, you'll just break it off. You're going to have to dig it out and separate it. And you may have to take both plants out of the pot, lay it on its side, and kind of tease the two together.
With a fork.
I mean, you might have to use a knife, but I don't think so.
I think it's...
and then plant the one pot back with a little bit of soil, and then put the other one in another pot. But pulling is not the word to use.
Okay. Okay, so I'll fork it out.
Fork it out, or, you know, it's got to be carefully separated.
Okay. Perfect. Because I do want it to keep going.
Okay.
All right, my friend.
No pulling now. Very gentle.
And happy, merry, everything.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Let's go to Linthicum. Good morning, George.
Yes, good morning. Alan, I have about 300 foot on the back of my property line, and I like to put up some type of green barrier. And I was thinking, somebody told me look into a hedging, but I don't know what to buy. And they suggested English or skip laurel. So it grows fast, and it comes green year-round. And does either one produce any kind of flower that in a certain time of the year? And I'd love to trim. I can let it go almost 15 feet high, and I'd like to, trim it flat on top and trim the sides, the front and everything. I have access to all the sides. Can you recommend something?
Well, Skip, how sunny is it?
Oh, it gets about 100%.
Do you have deer?
No, not really, no. Okay. No.
Well, Skip, forget about English laurel.
Okay.
Skip laurel is an excellent choice.
Oh, okay.
I don't think it'll ever get 15 feet high, but it might get up there, pretty close to it.
Oh, good.
It has white flowers, not spectacular, but it has white flowers in the spring.
Okay. I'm willing to go that route. You said skip laurel.
Skip laurel.
Okay. And how far apart when I buy these units to plant?
5 feet, somewhere between 4 and 6.
Between 4 and 6. Perfect.
And if you want to let them grow together, people plant hedging when they buy them too close together. And then at maturity, maybe the plant says, oh, my God, it's not giving me any screening. Then at maturity, the plants suffer because they're all squished together.
Okay. And skip laurel, they grow fast, as in height. That's what I want.
9 inches a year.
Oh, 9 a year. Okay. All right. And for 300 feet, where can I go to get something like that? And when is the time of year to put those in?
How big do you want them?
And what does that question mean? I want them to go.
When you plant them.
Oh, to plant them.
Are you looking for something in a pot, something bald?
Well, I guess you said 9 inches a year, and I'm 75 years old, so I'd like, I guess, something, I guess, bald burlap. Is that what your okay. My answer should be? Yeah. I don't know.
You're going to put some serious money on the table for 300 feet.
Oh, my. Okay.
Are you planting them yourself?
Well, I hire two gentlemen in the neighborhood. They love, the birding, and they love the plants, and so do I. But having cancer, I hire these individuals to work with me as a team.
Okay.
Go ahead.
You're in Linthicum. Why don't we try and get them through the Ace store?
Okay, the one in Pasadena or the one in Glen Burnie?
Edgewater.
Edgewater, okay.
And then we can probably cut a deal.
Oh, okay. Okay, so I'm calling Ace Hardware in Edgewater?
Yeah, and use my name.
Okay.
And ask for Kylan, K-Y-L-A-N. He is the store manager.
Okay, Kylan. Okay.
Yeah. Now, I want you to take my number two.
Yes, sir.
410.
Yes, sir.
591-3041.
41. Kylan, okay.
Okay. Okay. Now, if I need you to call me back in a few weeks, let's say February, that this has all come into play and it's done. Okay. If special orders in an Ace store that don't go through the Ace network have to be managed very thoroughly or they don't happen. And I don't want one, I don't want this one to fall between the cracks.
Oh, thank you so much.
Because this is a nice order, and I think we can do right by you.
Okay, let me get the steps correct. Okay, I live in Lansing. I'll ride down to Edgewater, and I'll talk.
Well, first you're going to call Edgewater on the phone.
Okay.
To find out when Kylan is there.
Okay.
The store is open a lot. I mean, he's there 40 some odd hours a week, 48 or whatever. But he's not always there.
Okay.
And use my name and tell him what you want to order. And then either Pete or I will get involved in making sure that we get the order together.
Great.
So that we can get it from somebody we regularly deal with who we know has quality plants.
Great, exactly. And I just want to say one more thing. Thank you for that information. I just wanted to say one more thing. 3 weeks ago, I heard Pete's voice on there, and I recognized somebody mentioned something about fishing. And I had lunch with Pete yesterday, and it reignited a friendship from about 15 years ago when I met him at a seminar. So what a gentleman he is. And,
yes.
I'm really looking forward
to it. And he will be involved with getting the order together.
Oh, great. I didn't know he had that extended arm for that. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So if you see him regularly, you can just let him know that you put this order in through Kylan.
Okay, yeah. I hope to see him regularly, trust me. Yeah, we exchange that kind of information.
He is a serious fisherman.
Oh, yes. Yeah, and I haven't had that experience in 18 or more years. But with cancer, we can work together as of yesterday eating lunch together. So I'll let you go and have a Merry Christmas, Happy Holiday. And thank you, one thing, for all the information. And please keep it up every weekend.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Merry Christmas. Okay, I do want to mention again that Ace is the place for Christmas. It really is. The Costello's Aces have gone all out this year. And if you're thinking of new lights and things, changing to LEDs, my advice to you is buy them this year. If almost all lights that you buy, I can't even think of one that this isn't true, come from China, which means that if these tariffs go through, if they do, who knows, but if they do, next year lights are going to cost you twice as much. So if you're thinking of, maybe we should get some LEDs. This is the year at your Costello's Aces. Let's go now to Severna Park. Good morning, Cindy.
Good morning, Alan. I have two questions. One's about spirea and the other's about holly trees. When would I be able to cut back spirea, and how far back can I cut them?
When does your spirea bloom?
The early spring.
Well, if you cut it now, you're going to lose the flowers.
Okay.
So right after it blooms, you can easily take a third, maybe a half off.
Okay.
Holly trees get cut back You know, they're an evergreen, and there's no perfect time to do it.
Okay.
But ideally, it would be done before the new growth comes in the spring. So let's say end of March.
Okay. Now, my holly trees, I think I have three of them, and I think they're all female, so they never get berries.
Maybe they're all males.
Okay. Well, I'm not sure how to tell. I was trying to look up some information online, and they said the leaves on the males aren't as jagged as the...
That is not true.
Not true? Okay.
What you do is, when they're in flower with a little white flower,
mm-hmm.
and in order to have berries, you got to have a male and a female, and only the female has berries.
Okay.
Now.
Okay. I
think they are
that.
Pardon?
Maybe females, okay.
Well, it's just like people. Only females have babies. Same deal. Okay. Now, if you get a hold of a single tiny white flower, if you look in the center of that flower, if there's a little ball, little tiny, tiny green ball, that means it's a female because that is the beginning of the berry forming.
Okay.
If you look at the flower and there is no tiny green ball in there, then you have all males.
Oh, okay. Okay, so if I...
You're going to look at that flower and you're going to say, is that man crazy? The flower is, you know, you take a... Take a pencil. The pencil is bigger round than the flower is.
Okay. Okay, and if they are all female, then I would need...
Do you know what kind of holly it is?
Oh, do I know what type it is?
Yeah.
No, I really don't. I mean, they're tall,
right.
They're slim.
If they are females...
Mm-hmm.
You need a male that blooms at the exact same time. There is one called Blue Prince that blooms for a long time and pollinates almost all hollies.
Okay.
Blue Prince.
Okay.
The fact that you've never seen a berry,
mm-mm.
never, because usually there is some pollen in the air from the neighbor's plants. I believe you have all males.
Oh, okay.
And there's nothing you can do to make them have children.
Right.
Okay.
Except in another tree. Right? So
yeah. If you're going to get a female, holly, the one to get is Red Beauty.
Red Beauty.
Not easy to find.
Do they have to be a certain age, or and how far would they need to be planted?
Well, you want to make a hedge?
No, not necessarily.
You say a certain age. You know, you can buy it at a foot tall and wait for it to grow. That will have berries when it's about 3 feet tall.
Okay. All right.
Maybe a little less.
Okay, so they need to be about 3 feet tall. Age-wise, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay. And how far away do they need to be apart?
Well, you going to plant more than one?
I would put them... I don't even know if I can put them that close. I don't know how far away I can get away.
Anyway, how big is your yard?
It's about a quarter, I guess.
All right. Anywhere in your yard, it'll get pollen. Anywhere.
Okay.
And Red Beauty is more or less self-pollinating. It doesn't need a boy and a girl.
Oh, okay.
So anywhere you want to plant it where it's full sun.
Okay. I just need to figure out if these are males or females first.
Yeah.
Okay, great. All right, well, that answers my question.
And if I'm working at Ace, if you listen to the radio show, in the spring mm-hmm. I work at Ace. I should be there when the flowers are blooming, and you may be able to clip a cluster of flowers and bring it to me, and I can identify it if I have my glasses almost immediately whether it's male or female.
that's great. That's a great idea. I appreciate that.
The Smyrna Park is not that far from Ace. It's Edgewater. I work at.
Yeah, yes. I've been there. Oh, great. That sounds good. All right, Alan. Well, thank you, and have a very Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right, let's go to Towson. Good morning, John.
Oh, good morning, Alan. I have an amaryllis we bought last year before Christmas, and it was it did very well. It bloomed, you know, got some nice blooms on top, and so I read about it on the internet and decided to try to keep it and have it bloom this year. So we let it grow all last year and all summer, and it got some nice long fronds. I guess they were 2.5 feet, probably at least 4 of them. So I guess it was near the end of September, 1st of October. I put it behind the basement steps, and I had some black plastic from some project years ago. So I stapled up this plastic so it would be in the dark.
Doesn't have to be in the dark.
Okay. Well, I did that. And then I looked at it. I finally looked at it, and the fronds had turned brown and had laid down. They still had a little green tint to them. So I did put it in a little bit bigger pot, a 6-inch pot. I cut the fronds down. I don't know if I cut them down far enough. I did it about 2 inches above the top of the bulb.
You can go to the top of the bulb.
How far?
You can go to the top of the bulb.
Okay, maybe that's the problem. And I had to squeeze the root. It was in a plastic pot. I had to squeeze the roots a little bit to get it to come out of the previous pot. And then I planted it with the top third of the bulb out of the dirt and watered it, and it's been about a month now, and it hasn't done anything. So I was wondering, is there any hope, or should I just pitch it?
No. It's doing what it wants to do. It's sleeping for the winter.
Okay.
Keep it lightly moist, very light, almost on the dry side. And every week, check it. And one day you'll say, oh, my God, it's starting to sprout. And when it sprouts, bring it upstairs and put it in a sunny window, and it will grow very fast. And I can't tell you whether the leaves are going to come first or the flower bud's going to come first, but something's going to come, and then the other thing is going to follow. Everything is fine.
Okay. Let me say this. When I first transplanted it, you know, over a month ago, I put it in a east window where it gets about 4 or 5 hours of sunlight. So would that have speeded it up or hurt it in any way? Or
it's upstairs now?
Yeah, it has been, yeah.
Just leave it and wait for it to break dormancy.
Okay.
You haven't damaged anything. Everything is fine. As my dad used to say, go find something else to worry about.
All right. Thank you, Alan.
Take care.
Have a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Bye. All right, I'm going to quickly try and do Kingsville. Gary, very quickly, what is your question?
Yes, sir. I've been growing tomatoes for years, but I've never had an experience like I had this year. I had an early girl plant that I put in the ground, and the fruit that came out of it certainly looked like early girl tomatoes. And the end of the season came, and you might still, as things got cooler in the fall of the year, you might still see some fruit come on, but it never ripens. It just sits there and kind of rots, and you finally pull it up and throw it away. But I started noticing that some of those green tomatoes in November started ripening. And I picked them and brought them inside, and sure enough, they fully ripened and were quite delicious. Have you ever seen anything happen that late?
Every year we bring in green tomatoes and put them on the counter, and we eat tomatoes for about a month.
Well, but this was ripening on the plant.
Well, yeah, but
In November.
Well, because we hadn't had a frost.
Okay.
Okay.
I just thought it was a little odd, but they were good.
All right. Thank you. Good.
Yes, sir.
Interesting.
Thank you.
All right. That's it for the Garden Club. I will take Chuck in Columbia during the break. Meanwhile, everyone, if I don't speak to you before, have a Merry Christmas.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50 non-tobacco user can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month. Level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, there are great rates available for you as well. Call Term Busters for a quote. 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, call Term Busters. 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class. Exam required to qualify.
It's that holiday time of year. Give the gift of hearing to you or a loved one. Rated in the best hearing aids of 2024 by USA Today. Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, just $189.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
Join over 500,000 happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com. Hurry, don't miss Audion Hearing's Christmas sale live, now through December 15th.
Sean Casey with Vinny Steele, CEO and broker of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty and Maryland and Pennsylvania's real estate expert. I always say, why work with just any agent when you can work with the very best? Vinny, we've been doing this for about 8 years now.
Yeah, Sean, time flies, and the real estate industry has certainly changed. We started our company because our name is our promise. Sellers get only one chance to sell their home right, and making the wrong decision can cost you thousands.
So tell me about the special you're running until the end of the year.
Yeah, Sean, you know that we want to provide our customers with certainty. So from today until the end of the year, we will guarantee to sell your home at 101% of your price, or I'll pay you the difference. Most real estate companies will promise to sell your home. We guarantee it.
Vinny will guarantee to sell your home for 101% of your price, or he'll pay you the difference. Call or text his office today at 410-709-7515 for your written guarantee. 410-709-7515 and start packing.
It's that holiday time of year. Give the gift of hearing to you or a loved one. Rated in the best hearing aids of 2024 by USA Today. Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, just $189.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
Join over 500,000 happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com. Hurry, don't miss Audion Hearing's Christmas sale live, now through December 15th.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50 non-tobacco user can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month. Level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, there are great rates available for you as well. Call Term Busters for a quote. 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, call Term Busters. 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class. Exam required to qualify.
Tens of millions of tickets.
Tens of millions of tickets.
Tens of millions of tickets.
Thank you, VetTix. Thank you.
Thank you, FirstTix.
Thank you, VetTix and FirstTix.
Thanks to your support, the nonprofits VetTix and FirstTix have given away tens of millions of tickets and counting to vets currently serving military, the immediate family of troops killed in action, and our brave, current, and former first responders. These tickets are a meaningful way to say thank you to America's heroes and help them re-engage with American life by giving them free, fun experiences and new happy memories that'll last a lifetime. And now, we want you to be part of the mission. Got extra tickets to concerts, games, or special events? Or want to see if you qualify? We want you to go to vettix.org and firsttix.org today. Give something to those who gave.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.